A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver.
The range was bordered on the north by a wooded slope ending in a sheer wall of rock. The wall was cut by canyons, and at the top of one of these, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stood beside their horses. They looked over the treetops at the vast expanse of plain and saw two groups of buildings miles apart. Cattle grazed between the ranches.
That's Lorimer's ranch on the right. They circled that.
Isn't that right? Diamond F spread on the other side.
Earl and Lorimer. I wonder how long the feud will endure.
How feud gets started?
I doubt if either Bill Farrell or John Lorimer can remember that. They're just natural enemies, I guess. And on the other hand, it might be possible for Bill Farrell's son and Lorimer's daughter to put an end to the feud. Let me take the binoculars, Tom, will you?
Thanks.
It's not hard to understand how trouble might break out. It's open range between those ranches. There's almost sure to be arguments during roundup time.
What matter?
I'm looking at the riders coming up the canyon just below us.
Oh. Two horses. We see them come this way.
Greg Farrell is riding one, and Sue Lorimer the other.
Ah. Maybe, like you say, those two bring end to feud.
Well, if they're seeing each other, one of two things is going to happen during the roundup. The feud will end or break out anew. I want to be on hand.
What we do?
The camp near here. I'll disguise myself as a cowhand and get a job when the roundup starts. Come on, Tonto.
Steady, big fella. Get him up, scout.
Come on, Silver.
It's getting late, Sue. Better turn back.
Oh, Greg, I don't want to turn. I suppose we'd better. It is getting late.
So we'll see each
other. Greg, I mustn't see you again.
See me again? Why not?
I'm afraid of Jake Lambert.
Your dad's foreman?
Yes, he's been watching me. I think he suspects something.
Why, that's sneaking. I'd like to punch his
face.
No,
Greg, that wouldn't help. Every time I meet you, I'm afraid he might follow me and then tell Dad.
Oh, hang it all, Sue. Why don't you let me go to your dad right now? And tell him that we love each other.
No. No, Greg. There's been enough killing in our families. I don't want the fighting to start all over again.
Sue, what are we going to do? Your father's got to know sometime.
I don't know. Wait until after the roundup, and then we'll see.
Oh, Sue,
I'll meet you on the range during the roundup. We'll see each other there.
Will you be there?
Yes, Dad said I might help. We're short-handed.
There'll be precious little chance for us to meet on the range. Your dad's camp is generally a half mile from ours.
We'll manage. Just leave it to me.
Sue, did you see that man riding a palomino?
Yes. He just rode into the trees on that slope. Greg, Jake Lambert rides a palomino. I wonder if he's been following me.
It was 3 days later when the roundup began. A number of extra cowhands had been engaged by both the Circle Dot and the Diamond F. No one realized that one of the most efficient of the men who had been hired by the Circle Dot was the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger, wearing the costume of a cowhand. At sundown, the riders withdrew to their respective camps. It was early evening of the second day when Jake Lambert approached the wagon where Sue's father worked on tally sheets.
Lorimer.
Hello, Jake. 101 Circle Dot calves branded today. They're only 78 Diamond F.
I figured it about like that.
What's on your mind?
Well, Sue, you're running this outfit. I'm more of a segundo than a foreman, but I got a suggestion to make.
Go ahead.
I think you ought to send Miss Sue back to the ranch.
Why?
Greg Farrell.
He's been seeing my daughter?
Saw him leave his cabby and ride over to her. Must have talked with her for 5 or 10 minutes.
You should have come to me right then.
You were riding the big circle.
I'll see about this. Sue!
Yes, Dad?
Come here a minute.
I'll mosey over by the fire.
You stay right where you are. I'll see what Sue has to say.
I suppose Lambert's been saying things.
Greg Farrell talked to you today?
I was right.
Answer me.
Well, we were driving our cabbies pretty close together, and he rode over once and asked me where I was heading.
Oh, he did, eh?
There was nothing wrong with that.
I'll decide what's wrong.
But, Dad,
hey, boss, look over yonder.
Huh?
Look who's in our camp.
Where's Lorimer?
It's Mr. Farrell.
Well, he's got his nerve coming here.
You looking for me, Farrell?
Ah, there you are. You better looking for you. I got a complaint to make.
Let's hear it. Then I'll talk.
I'll shove on.
Stay right where you are, Jake. You're the one I'm complaining about.
Good.
Me? State your complaint to me, Farrell. I run this outfit.
Because of that yellow polecat, one of my boys is going to ride the bedwagon for a week or more.
Now, see here.
Shut up, Jake. Finish talking, Farrell.
One of your steers was bogged down. Shorty got him out. But just as soon as the pesky moss horn was free, he charged the boy. Jake was right there. He could have ridden them off.
It was Shorty's fault.
His line was tangled. You could see that. But you were too scared of your ornery hide to help him.
Nobody can say that I was...
Jake, you did wrong to stand by.
What? You back in his play?
Nobody likes a man that's too careful. Now, I'm sorry to hear that about you.
Yeah? Well, I wasn't...
It's too bad Shorty was hurt, Farrell. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
Just see that your foreman is told what's expected of a man driving roundup.
Is that all you got to say?
Yes.
Then I'll speak. I want you to tell your son to stay away from my daughter.
Dad, please.
The next time he annoys her, I'll fill him with lead.
Dad, he didn't annoy me.
Miss Lorimer, I'll apologize for Greg. You can have my word for it. He won't annoy you again.
I tell you, he didn't annoy me.
He spoke to you, and that's more than I'll tolerate. I don't want anything to do with the Farrells.
Greg will be taught not to speak again.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, Sue, you keep out of this.
But I shan't have Greg blamed for something that's not his fault. He spoke to me because I spoke to him first.
What?
I wasn't sure where to ford the creek. I asked him and he told me. That's all there was to it.
Sue, as far as you're concerned, the roundup's over. You're going back to the ranch.
All right, if that's what you want.
Farrell, if your business is done, get out of here.
I ain't.
Doggone it, Sue. What's the matter with you, anyhow? You know how I feel about the Farrells.
Well, you're wrong, Dad. Greg Farrell's a fine man, and so is his father.
You talk to me like that after all these years.
You might as well know it, Dad. I love him, and I've been meeting him whenever I could. We're hoping to get married.
What?
Well, I'll be doggone.
You shut up and go saddle Miss Sue's horse.
Saddle my horse?
You're starting right now. You're going to go back to the house and stay there until the roundup's over. And if I ever hear of you meeting Greg Farrell again, I'll shoot him.
Dad!
You heard me. Now get your horse and get back to the ranch.
We With tears of anger in her eyes, Sue mounted her horse and rode alone toward the ranch house. It was later that same night, while the camp was sleeping, that Jake Lambert rode to a small shack at the foot of the slope where the tall pine trees began.
Oh, oh.
The door opened, and a sullen-looking man came from the inside.
Hey, it's you, Jake. What are you doing here?
I want to see you, Blackie. Let's go inside.
What's up?
Where's your brother?
Baldy? He went to town.
Be back a little while. I wanted to see both here.
Yeah, for what? We gave you your share of what we got for that stolen cattle.
That's not why I'm here. I want to give you a chance to make some more easy money.
How?
You know about the Lorimer Farrell feud, don't you?
Yeah, but there's quieted down.
Not by a jugful. Things are getting hotter than a coals in that there fireplace. Feud's set to bust out fresh since Sue Lorimer fell in love with Greg Farrell.
Think it'll lead to gunplay?
I know it will. When the shooting's over, I'll be owner of a nice-sized chunk of the Circle Dot.
How do you figure?
Sue's been sent back to the ranch. Now, suppose I go tell Lorimer that instead of going back, she's meeting Greg Farrell, having in mind to run off and get married. What do you think Lorimer'd do?
Go gunning. He'd probably go gunning for Greg.
Exactly. And if he's found dead, who'll get blamed for it?
Farrell, of course.
That's just the point. Farrell will get the blame. And if there's any evidence to back the suspicions, he'll hang.
What about it?
That's where you come in. I'm going to tell John Lorimer his daughter's meeting Farrell beside the big rock. Now, Lorimer will go there, but he won't come back. You savvy?
He's killed.
Right. You do the shooting. I'll be in camp at the time, and I'll have told several of the boys where Lorimer's gone and why. We come on the run when we hear the gunshot.
You need more than that to frame Greg Farrell.
I got what I need. Yeah. Look at this. A piece of fancy silver trimming from Greg's bridle.
All right, so you got Greg framed for murder. I don't see where that puts you in the way of a lot of cash.
I can sell that evidence.
Yeah?
Sue will know that Greg didn't shoot her father. But she's a smart girl. Smart enough to realize that in spite of what she knows, the evidence will hang the man that she loves. Nice, savvy?
Yeah, she buys it from you.
She'll pay a pretty penny to get it so that I don't turn it over to the law and say that I found it next to Lorimer's dead body.
My part is to handle the shooting, is that it?
You just wait over by the big rock. John Lorimer will be there within an hour.
Why does it have to be by the big rock? That's too close to this shack.
It's an easy landmark. Lorimer will know just where it is. Besides, Sue and Greg have met there a couple of times before.
Hey, that's Baldy.
Hey, what's up?
I'll soon find out.
Go on, just the straight ahead. Go right inside.
Baldy, who's that?
Who's he got with him?
This jet was listening at your window.
What's that?
It was the Lone Ranger, disguised in the clothing of a working cowboy, who came into the one-room cabin under the point of Baldy's gun.
Snooping, huh? I'll take those guns.
I know this man. He's a new ranch hand that Lorimer hired for the roundup.
What were you doing at the window?
When a man like Jake sneaks out of camp at night, he's generally up to mischief. I followed him to learn what he planned to do.
Why, you...
Then you know our plan.
Yes.
What plan?
Baldy, Jake and your brother are planning a murder. Why don't you join them? The law can hang three of you as easily as two.
Here's some rope. We'll tie the critter.
Whose horse is that?
The prisoner's. I saw it a short distance from the shack. I'll tie it around his back.
Stand still, mister. Get him tied, Jake.
Going as fast as I can.
Silver! Go on, boy! Get Tonto!
Get out of
there! Hey, Baldy, what's wrong?
Look out for that horse!
Come back here! Let
the horse go, Baldy. Come in here. We got to deal with this man. He knows too much.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. While Jake saw that the Lone Ranger was tightly bound and gagged in a corner of the shack near the fireplace, Blackie outlined Jake's plan to his brother Baldy.
You see, Baldy, Lorimer will get shot and everyone will blame it on young Farrell.
Yeah, I can clinch the case against him by saying that I found a piece of Farrell's fancy bridle near the big rock.
Sue will know Greg Farrell's not the killer, but she'll pay plenty to Jake to keep him from producing hanging evidence.
Uh-huh. There's just one hitch.
What's that?
What if Greg's got an alibi for the time of the shooting?
He'll be sleeping over in Farrell's camp. How can he prove that? He'll say he was sleeping, but nobody will believe it.
Jake, you say Sue Lorimer will pay to keep Greg from hanging?
Sure she will. She loves him.
Yeah, murder's got to be pinned down to someone.
That's easy. Got this waddy right here. If we fix evidence, it'll blame it on to him.
Uh-huh. There's something else I'm wondering about, Jake.
What is it?
At the time you connived this plan, you didn't know there'd be a cop old candy to take the blame. Just who'd you figure on framing for the shooting?
Hmm? Doggone, Jake, I didn't think of that. Who did you think of framing?
Maybe, he was gonna let the truth come out. Let Blackie take the blame.
No, I hadn't even thought of that. I just figured we could handle that some way when we got to it.
Uh-huh.
Honest, I didn't figure on framing one of you boys.
Don't try it, Jake. That's all I gotta say. Don't try any of your schemes on me or Baldy. You got that gin tied good and tight?
See for yourself if you want to.
We gotta move fast now. That cowpost got a partner somewhere.
How do you know?
Didn't you see the way his horse lit out when he said go get Tonto? Baldy, you gotta stay here and stand guard.
All right.
You better wait outside the cabin in the dark where you won't be seen. Be on the lookout for anyone that comes here.
Right.
Jake? You get back to camp and tell Lorimer your fancy story. I'll be waiting over by Big Rock.
That's the idea. When you see him coming along the trail, don't take no chances. Just let him have it.
I never was one to take chances.
As soon as I hear the shot, I come on the run with a couple of the men from Lorimer's camp. We find Lorimer dead, and the talk will swing to Greg Farrell as the one that done it.
Well, hurry up and get going. Baldy, you be staying here, so keep an eye on that fire. Don't let it go out. It'll be cold tonight.
Leave it to me.
And don't let the prisoner get away. Look in every so often. Be sure his ropes are tight.
You needn't tell me. He won't get away while I'm on guard.
The hoofbeats of Silver awakened Tonto in the woods where he was camped. Tonto lost no time saddling Scout and following the great white horse back to the cabin where the Lone Ranger was held captive.
Oh, Scout, no better.
Silver led the way to the front of Blackie's cabin, and Tonto understood.
Friendly man.
Now that you're off that horse, keep your hands above the shoulders.
Who are you?
I don't answer questions when I hold a gun. I ask them. Reckon you're called Tonto, huh?
Oh, how you know?
Your friend thought he was plenty smart when he told his horse to get you. I reckon he wasn't so smart. Not near as smart as that white horse. I'll just take that gun so you won't get any ideas. Now walk straight ahead of me and push that door open and go on inside. There's some nice strong rope waiting there. Just like the kind that's holding your pail.
That's far enough, Baldy.
Huh? Hey, what?
I'll take that gun.
Why, you...
That'll do, Tonto. We haven't any time to waste on Baldy.
Why, you...
Get that rope, Tonto. We'll tie him for a change.
Me get it. How'd you get loose?
The burned ends of the rope that held my wrist should tell you.
Here. Hit rope.
Good. A few loops will be enough to hold him. But we'll leave him outside so he can't burn the rope with a couple of coals in the fireplace.
Oh, so that's how you did it.
That information won't help you. There, that'll hold you. Come on, Tonto. Close that door.
What happened? It's
going to be a murder unless we act fast.
Now listen
you
here.
You shut up. We'll leave you right here. I'm going to get out of these clothes and into my own. I need the mask and my own gun belt. Here, put these things into your saddlebag, Tonto.
Me do it.
Now listen to me carefully. Here's what we've got to do. Lorimer is going to come this way from the roundup camp. He'll come along the trail to the big rock. You know where that is?
Me know.
Intercept him. Hold him if you have to knock him out.
Hold him? How long?
Until I join you.
And where you go?
I've got to get Greg Farrell and his father. Hand me that gun belt, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Things go our way, we'll prevent a murder, expose a crook, and possibly put an end to the feud. Get going, Kemosabe.
Get him up, scout.
Give me the big fella. One fill there.
Dad, wake up. Wake up quick.
What?
Come on, Dad. Sit up. Get wide awake. Come on.
It's still dark. It's not morning.
I've lit a candle, Dad. Here, I've got something to show you.
Okay, Greg, let me see my watch. It's only a little past midnight. Why are you waking me?
Look here, Dad. Let me show you this cartridge. Take it in your hand. Look at it real close.
Cartridge?
Yeah. A masked man woke me a couple of minutes ago. He told me to show you this.
Masked man?
This cartridge is made of silver. You know what that means?
Silver? Masked man? Great Scott, Greg. You mean to say the Lone Ranger's here in our camp?
Yeah, Dad, and he's waiting for you.
Yeah, give me my boots. Did he tell you what he wants?
He wants us to ride with him right away. He's saddling our horses.
Where to?
I'll tell you all about it. There's a plot to kill Lorimer and blame it on me.
Yeah, there is, huh? Well, by Juniper, I'll do something about that.
The Lone Ranger's gonna do something about it, Dad. And we're going along with him.
In the Circle Dot camp, Jake had roused two of the cowhands and taken them apart from the rest of the sleeping men.
Joe, you and Pete have been with Lorimer as long as I have, so you know how things stand regarding the feud.
Yeah, Jake, we know all that, but what's up?
Well, Lorimer got the idea that Miss Sue went to meet Greg Farrell over near the Big Rock, maybe to run away with him and get married. Man, he was boiling mad, pulling on his boots and checking his gun.
He went to meet Farrell?
Well, if we hear any gunplay, we better make double quick tracks in that direction. Because if Greg shoots our boss, he'll need dealing with.
Hey, I hear horses.
They're coming fast.
They're coming from the direction of the Farrell camp.
Jake, look sharp. That's Greg Farrell.
Greg Farrell? And Big Bill's with him.
Look at the man on that white horse. He's masked.
There he is.
Hey, who are you?
We got business for you, Jake.
Now, hold on. You two. All three of you.
Go for your guns and you'll start trouble.
Well, you took the running with masked outlaws?
Come on, Jake.
Let go of me.
You're traveling with us. Come on, we'll get your horses.
Take your hands off, Jake.
Keep out of it, Joe.
We're back in the masked man's place.
What's the idea?
We're riding ahead to join John Lorimer. Jake's going with us, and so are you.
John Lorimer had been intercepted by Tonto halfway between his camp and the familiar landmark known as the Big Rock at the edge of the forest. He lay on the ground tightly bound. The moonlight revealed his face distorted with anger as he looked at Tonto, who stood quietly, impassively.
You'll pay for this, Redskin. I suppose Greg Farrell planted you on the trail to intercept me. If I ever get out of these ropes...
Then Lorimer became aware of the approaching horsemen. He recognized his old enemy, Bill Farrell, and Bill's son.
Greg Farrell, you here?
I sure am.
On time, Tonto.
Me do it.
What are you doing here, Farrell?
The one thing, this proves I'm not meeting Sue.
Jake, you here too? And Joe and Pete. Say, what's going on?
Lorimer, you and Farrell have been a couple of fools.
What's that? You a masked man.
That feud makes it easy for someone to get away with your murder.
My murder?
That's what I said. If you were found dead, everyone would suspect Farrell. Especially if your own men thought you'd gone gunning for him.
Just like he went gunning tonight.
As an alibi, Farrell could only say he'd gone to bed as usual. But who could prove it? You'd be dead, and he'd be hung for the murder.
You talk like there was a murder scheme.
Yes, I'm going to prove it to you. Take off your hat and coat.
My hat and coat?
You too, Jake.
Me?
I'll help you. Give me that hat.
Hey.
Here, Lorimer. Now the coat, Jake.
All right.
Give me your coat, Lorimer.
All right.
Now put this on, Jake, and here's Lorimer's hat. Now you're going to mount his horse and ride toward the Big Rock. In the moonlight, you'll look like Lorimer.
No, I'll be killed. I'll be dropped in my tracks.
You will, huh? Well,
I mean to say that...
You'll be killed. Then why did you tell me to ride toward the Big Rock?
Listen, boss, this is
why
all...
did you say Greg was meeting my daughter there? How'd you know someone's waiting to shoot me when I come along the trail?
Boss, this masked man...
This masked man knew all about your scheme. You plan to get Lorimer killed, then give Sue the chance to protect Greg Farrell.
What's that? Jake, you...
I'm leaving here.
Get him. Good work, Redskin. That got him.
Easy, Cullen, easy. Now, if you two can forget the feud and ride together, you can get Blackie. who's waiting in ambush with a big rock, and his brother, who's been left tied at the shack just north of the rock. From here, Lorimer, it's up to you.
All right, man.
Come on, pull this!
One of Lorimer's ranch hands stayed to guard Jake while the rest of the party rode to surround the big rock.
There he is! Get him!
A bullet in the arm took all the fight out of the dry gulcher, and a moment later, at the deserted shack, Baldy found himself in the hands of captors and the party headed for town. It was morning when John Lorimer surprised his daughter by walking into the house.
Dad, what in the world are you doing here? Is anything wrong on the range?
Not on your life, Sue. Everything's right on the range. Righter than it's ever been.
What? I don't understand.
Well, look out the window, honey, and see who's with me.
What? Why, it's Bill Farrell and Greg.
That's right.
But I don't understand.
It's a long story, Sue. It deals with a scheme to murder me and rob you. And doggone it, with me and Farrell feuding, it would have worked, except for a masked man.
A masked man?
But no one can set that kind of trap again, because the feud's over. The masked man showed us what fools we've been.
But what masked man? Whom are you talking about?
Why, the gent that gave me this silver bullet. Harold's got one like it. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
Are you still there?